Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
But let's go through some storylines that stand out. We can go back and forth here. Things that we'll be tracking and monitoring in the NFC title game.
Sam Cosmi's replacement. How are they doing it? What are they doing? How do they handle Jalen Carter by extension, right? Are we just simply subbing in Trent Scott? I thought handled himself pretty well. Do you move Andrew Wilding inside, let Cornelius Lucas play? Is it a combo therein? What's going to happen to the right guard spot, which was very solid and now isn't?
Dan Quinn said yesterday they're going to play their five best linemen. To me, that means Cornelius Lucas at tackle and Wiley inside at guard, not Trent Scott.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we'll see. I think they went with Scott in the situation because it's different what you're going to do in game with who's up and who isn't and what kind of practice week you had. But now that you've got time to prep, if the plan really is their best five, then maybe they go with Lucas at tackle, who's played a lot of tackle this year. So that'll be curious to see. Will the kicking game become a factor? Now, Zane Gonzalez, to his credit, has mostly delivered when they've needed him to here down the stretch. It has not always been comforting. It certainly hasn't made me more confident moving forward. He did miss a kick against the Detroit Lions. So he was 1-for-2 from 40 to 49 in that game and 1-for-2 total. That was his only miss, though, dating all the way back to the blowout win of the Titans back in early December. I think that both teams go into this game with a bit of a kicking uncertainty, though, because Jake Elliott, as good as he was in the snow game, mostly on chip shots for the Eagles, has had a really down season. He missed 8 kicks this year. Remember when Washington was in Philly, he missed multiple field goals and completely changed the complexion of that game.
That's right.
A kick from 40 to 49. He missed another kick from 50. In fact, at that time, he hadn't made a single kick all year from outside of 50 yards. He ended up being 1-for-7.
Did he miss an extra point in that game as well?
Yes, he did.
Serves? Yeah.
He did. And it's not like down the stretch he was perfect. He missed a chip shot against the Giants with a couple of weeks to go in the season. He has continually been a question mark as a guy who's been a Pro Bowler and won a Super Bowl in the past and been very reliable. So I don't think either team feels great. I was joking with someone via text the other day, and I said, has a team ever changed out kickers before the NFC Championship game? Because both teams are probably looking at the waiver wire going, how sure are we? At least Elliott's got the track record, kind of like a Justin Tucker, where you're able to wait through it a little bit. But he missed 3 kicks of around extra point distance this year. From the mid-30s in yards. 3.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how they possibly could feel comfortable. And then beyond that, he's 1-for-7, as I mentioned, from beyond 50. So whereas in the last few weeks, I felt like Washington was at a huge disadvantage in the kicking game, I don't think that's the case at all. I think both teams are probably going to be crossing their fingers when they're lining up for field goals.
So everybody's going to be focused on Saquon Barkley because he ran for 2,000 yards, and if you're an opponent, you're giving up 100-plus, pretty much. Unless you're the Rams, then it's 200-plus, but I digress. To me, the storyline I'm focusing on is A.J. Brown, Marshon Lattimore, Is it a travel situation? Is it one side or the other? Because Devontae Smith opposite him is a terrifying receiver in his own right in terms of big plays and route running and hands and the like. But A.J. Brown, fresh off an 8-for-97 and a touchdown plus a few huge pass interferences drawn, a couple that may or may not have been deserved. I don't care. Fact is, he was winning that matchup against Lattimore. This is the revenge game or the 2.0 version of that with hopefully an improved Lattimore since coming off the shelf. So that is a massive sort of underlying thing here in this game. If Lattimore can hold his own, it's a very different defensive effort against Philly.
That's a good one. Why is the Eagles' passing game so broken? And what is going on with Jalen Hurts? And that's not just a last 2 weeks point. That's a most of this season point. Threw for 108 yards in a win against the Panthers, 118 yards in a win against the Ravens, 114 yards in a win against the Giants this year when he completed 10 passes. I understand. They won a lot of these games because they ran the ball all over their opponent. They didn't need him to do a whole lot. That is true, and it is also true that he just has not been anywhere near the same player as a passer as he was when he was exceptional when they went to the Super Bowl a few years ago, and he outperformed Patrick Mahomes in that Super Bowl game. On the season, sub 3,000 passing yards and sub 20 touchdown passes. Now, again, you're going to have lower numbers when you have a running back go for 2K. I understand that. But there is a difference between that and 13 of 21 for a buck 31 against the Packers when he didn't play that well. You guys watched the Washington game in Philly like I did. He finished 18 of 28 for a little over 200 yards. I thought the first half of that game, he stunk. Like, what is going on? They have too many weapons. They have too good a line. Their receivers are too talented. And frankly, he's too good. So that's a storyline for me. Is he hurt? Is he just not right? Why can't they throw the football more effectively? I'm not saying he should be throwing for 303 every week. But when you throw it, you should be more efficient than they mostly have been.
Terry McLaurin against Philadelphia. Game number two, it wasn't an unbelievable day, but 5-for-60, pretty pivotal stuff. The first game, frankly, was the start of the discussion, right or wrong, whatever you want to call it. I still think it was correct, and then adjustments were made, but I digress, of the Cliff. The frustration that was evident for so many years with Scott Turner and everybody therein was, if your offense stinks and you can't get the football to your best player, then you're doing it wrong. If you score 50, I don't care who has what. When you score 45 points, Terry McLaurin's totals are no longer relevant. But when you punt a bunch, when you can't get first downs, everyone's going to look and see, hey, your best option had one target in the second half and went 1-for-10 in a huge divisional game at Philadelphia. Second game, again, wasn't unbelievable, but how's Quinyon Mitchell's health? How is Slay's health? How do they match up therein? Are you moving Terry McLaurin around to make sure that your best players get touches? That's a nice little subplot.
How about Mikey Sanristil against Devontae Smith? You were just talking about the Lattimore-A.J. Brown matchup. That's your grab your popcorn, good on good, one against one, high-paid corner, high-paid wide receiver, couple guys that have early career Hall of Fame type credentials, right? I think maybe the more important matchup in this game, this time, for this one little four-quarter ditty that we're going to have, is Sanristil and Devontae Smith, the number twos on the other side of the field, perhaps. Because I might help out Lattimore. I probably have to after what I saw A.J. Brown do to him last time. Mikey's coming off two picks, best game of his career, doubling his season interception total in his rookie year. If he's playing a lot of man or he's out on an island with Smith, who's former first-round pick, top half the first round in his own right, that becomes a really significant matchup that I can't afford to get toasted in. And by the way, Sanders still against the Lions, man. What a performance.
Was that pretty good?
When you draft national champions...
Play all his games in Michigan, please.
...who elevate their game on the big stages, I guess you can expect them to do it one more time in the league.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.